Proverbs 16:12 says, "It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness." The statement is clear. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness. And nearly every nation on the planet throughout history has been led by kings, whether they are also called prime ministers, presidents, kings, queens, or any other title, who do exactly that, commit wickedness. Here in America, we have a president in 2023 involved in international money laundering, influence peddling, and other wickedness. We have congressmen and women in both major parties, as well as independents, who make less than $150,000 a year, or right around that amount, and they're multimillionaires after being in office for only a couple of years. Now do the math. In 10 years, they would only receive $1.5 million total in pay. At least two-thirds of that would be spent on housing and personal living costs. So at that rate, it would take 20 years to gather $1 million in savings. But many in Congress, the Senate, and other elected and non-elected government offices are awash in millions of dollars and living like kings. And Scripture says it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness. How much worse when the kings committing wickedness are also promoting wickedness. Most of these crooked politicians are the political power behind the modern sodomite revival and the forces attempting to groom and pervert our children. For this reason, it's no mystical prophecy of any sort to state the obvious. America is a dying nation. America is ripe and ready for God's judgments as described in Revelation 6 through 19. And we also read, "For the throne is established by righteousness." The opposite of this statement of fact is that nations are destroyed by unrighteousness. So it's rather obvious that we should support elected officials who will not commit wickedness or promote wickedness. And we should pray for our nation as it appears to be heading for destruction. And in the meantime, we ought to also consider the fact that God's children who are born again by faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ are to behave as God would have kings behave. This is obvious in scriptures like 1 Thessalonians 4:7 that tells us, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." But then there's 1 Corinthians 4:8, where Paul says, "Now ye are full, now ye are rich, ye have reigned as kings without us, and I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you." And the message to the churches in Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, where we read, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." You read that right, or you heard me read it right? We are kings in God's program. We will one day literally reign, sitting on thrones with Jesus in his kingdom. And as we wait for his coming and his glorious coronation, when he becomes King of Kings and Lord of Lords, ruling and reigning over the earth, as the Bible says, with a rod of iron. In the meantime, we should behave ourselves accordingly. We are kings in waiting to serve under King Jesus. And our proverb tells us, it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. As always, we urge you, as I urge myself, I'm preaching to myself as much as anyone else, live according to the Word of God, walk in the Spirit, please God above all.